Welcome to SickCast, brought to you by Sick Research Institute, illuminating every path.
Today, we have the pleasure of presenting Whispers of the Beloved, Reflections in Spring, a captivating poem by the esteemed poet Inni Kaur. In this poetic odyssey, Inni masterfully intertwines the resplendent beauty of nature's awakening with the seeker's profound quest for spiritual connection. Through her vivid imagery and contemplative verses, she echoes the timeless wisdom of Guru Nanak Sahib, inviting listeners to embark on a journey of introspection and divine revelation. Each stanza of this mesmerizing poem resonates with the eternal truth guiding the spirit's quest for transcendence, from the delicate unfurling of spring petals to the transformative power of initiation. Join us as we immerse ourselves in the rich tapestry of Whispers of the Beloved, Reflections in Spring, and let its words awaken the depths of your being.
Whispers of the Beloved, Reflections in Spring. As spring paints its vibrant canvas across the northeastern skies, I stand in awe, entranced by nature's grandeur before my eyes. Daffodils and tulips sway, their petals unfolding like delicate ribbons. Under the sun's tender caress, a whispered melody of ancient traditions. Trees, once dormant guardians, now stir with a gentle sigh. In eager anticipation, their branches reach for the blue sky. In this symphony of revival, nature's rhythm unfolds. Guided by Guru Nanak Sahib's verses, timeless and bold. Vaisakh is good. Vegetation takes a form. The human bride awaits at the door, longing for Hari to come. She pleads, "Have compassion. Come to my home. O beloved, come home. Take me across. Without you, my worth is not even half a penny. My eyes mist. My heart stirs as I stand in awe. A seeker, a bride, awaiting the beloved celestial draw. Amidst nature's harmony, I delve into introspection. Does my yearning dwell within, veiled in silent reflection? As spring's splendor unfurls, I contemplate with tender heed. Does my yearning blaze with a passion beyond creed? Though I trust the beloved dwells within my core, does it ignite my being with the zeal to soar? In this reflection, one truth stands steadfast and clear. Devoid of the beloved, life's path feels austere. Only with grace flowing through my very core can I navigate this world's journey with tranquility and more. As the blossoms of spring unfurl their vibrant tale, I find myself pondering, does my yearning still prevail? Like the chatrik, the songbird, do I await that specific drop? Or will I relinquish this yearning for worldly allure? Guru Amar Das Sahib's profound words from Anand Sahib resonate deeply within. Divine-natured beings and sages seek Amrit. That Amrit, the immortal nectar I received from the Guru. By the Guru's grace, the eternal finds its abode within the mind shrine. This Amrit, sought after by celestial beings, is solely bestowed by the Guru. Amrit transcending death, transcending time flows, connecting one to Nam, where the divine essence glows. It transforms the seeker, unveiling the ego's veil, guided by the Guru, embarking on the celestial trail. In this love story, where mysteries often unravel, the enigma of the One transcends mortal perception's gravel. Rare are they who glimpse the One in each flower's gentle sway. This is the mystique of wisdom, love, faith, and truth's luminous array. In the Sikh tradition, Amrit is the elixir immortal, initiation the inaugural stride where lovers and warriors enthrall. Khande ki Paul, the celestial rite divine, kindles the seeker in Nam's essence, they entwine. Taking Khande ki Paul transcends mere ceremony's frame. It's a portal to a profound life where burdens and judgments fade. The lovers and warriors bound in Khalsa's embrace embark anew with valor, humility, and grace. Initiation is not the conclusion, but a conscious transformation, preparing the spirit for life's profound reformation. It's the first step, a journey deep and wise, guided by the Guru, where eternal truth arises. With what fervor do I yearn this sacred elixir divine, to quench the flames of selfishness, smallness, and ego's design? Am I truly prepared to transition from seeker to initiate? Am I poised to receive this Amrit and embark on a sacred fate?
You were listening to SikhCast by Sikh Research Institute, illuminating every path.